Today's episode seemed like a good idea. In the early 1960s, downhill skiing was growing in popularity throughout the United States. From Vermont to Southern California, people were looking for more and more locations to experience the thrill of swooshing downhill. Looking to fulfill their motto of land of many uses, the U.S. Forest Service headquarters in Washington, D.C., put out a directive to its forest supervisors to consider recreational opportunities whenever possible for their managed lands. West and south of Lone Pine, a great paved road climbs over 6,000 feet and 23 miles to the serenely beautiful region known as Horseshoe Meadows. Many of you have probably traveled this mountain highway and marveled at its blue ribbon engineering. At the end of the road is Horseshoe Meadows, an exquisite subalpine meadow located at 10,000 feet, surrounded by even higher peaks and ridges. Shortly after the Horseshoe Meadows Road was completed, the Inyo National Forest supervisor at the time thought this mountain parkland would make a perfect location to develop a mega-sized ski area. In 1967, the Forest Service issued a special use permit to Dave Ward and his company called the Southern Inyo Recreation Corporation. Ward proposed to build a ski area at Horseshoe Meadows that would accommodate 12,000 winter recreation visitors in a day, including overnight accommodations for 2,600 people. That's almost one-third more people than live in the entire town of Lone Pine. Southern Inyo Recreation Corporation had trouble arranging for the financing of their ski resort project, and the Forest Service began looking for another developer. But now, the Sierra Club, the Department of Fish and Game, and others requested the Forest Service conduct hearings before issuing a new permit to another company. A number of concerns were raised, including the sensibility of having 12,000 people a day driving the airy and exposed Horseshoe Meadow Road, and often in snowy and treacherous conditions. The Forest Service reconsidered their plan to have a large ski area at Horseshoe Meadows and settled on a small campground, picnic area, and pack station that make up the Horseshoe Meadows developed area today. We're all a product of our environment. What is an accepted practice in one decade may be the scourge of another. Enjoy the Horseshoe Meadows Cottonwood Lakes area of the Eastern Sierra and appreciate the sublime and secluded treasure it still is, as it entices wilderness lovers of all ages as they travel along El Camino Sierra.